And to begin our service this morning, I want to call us into worship with a passage from Isaiah 55, an invitation to abundant life. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And I'll pass over to Beth now. She'll lead us through a great thanksgiving and sacrament of desire. And then for the remainder of the service, we'll remove ourselves from the camera and we'll have paintings and pictures to dwell on and be moved by. So Beth, take it away.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Is the Father with us?
He is.
Is Christ among us?
He is.
Is the Spirit here?
He is.
This is our God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We are his people.
We are redeemed.
And therefore, we proclaim the mystery of our faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Now, in union, O Lord, with the faithful at every altar of your church, I present to you my soul and body with the earnest prayer that I will remain united to you. And since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I pray that you would come to me spiritually. I unite myself to you and embrace you with my soul's affection. Let nothing separate me from you, that I may live and die in your love. Amen.
Let us move now into a moment of worship, singing All Who Are Thirsty. Sing, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Come, Lord Jesus, come. Your heart in the streams of life, let the pain and the sorrow be washed away. The waves of his mercies as deep cries out too deep, we sing Abba Father. Washed away. riches of his mercies. As deep cries out to deep, we sing, holy, speak and come. Holy, speak.
Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not and for our blindness we cannot ask. Through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Now I'm going to lead us through what's called Lectio Divina, and it's familiar to some and maybe new for others. But Lectio Divina is a form of reading the Bible by which we allow God to tell us what he wants to talk about. It's a form of prayer, but one in which we allow the Lord to set the agenda rather than ourselves. It's scripture reading that aims to, rather than grow our knowledge of God, more aims to grow our relationship with him. So as I read, we'll trust God to guide our listening. Invite the Holy Spirit to direct your heart to a word or a phrase, to an image, to an idea, whatever just snags your attention, even the slightest bit in this reading. Invite him to say more about it as that little phrase or idea takes your attention. So we'll begin with silence, and we'll come into the presence of the Lord and offer ourselves to him. I'll read the passage slowly, and as you listen, close your eyes, imagine the scene, and witness Jesus' interaction with this Samaritan woman. Expect God to draw your attention to a word or idea. It might be subtle, but go with whatever he highlights to you. And after I read, there will be space for you to discuss it. God and ask him questions and listen for his answers. So Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the city to buy food.
Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well with his sons and his flocks and drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I give them will never be thirsty. The water that I give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming." Now I'll read the passage a second time, and afterward, give you more space for you to listen and respond to the Lord. This time, pay attention to what the Lord drew your attention to. Think about how it might connect with your life right now, or what it is you especially notice. Ask the Lord if he's addressed you and if he's invited you to respond back. Don't hold anything back from him. Don't censure yourself or think that you're saying too much or not enough or you're not saying the right thing. Just be comfortable and rest securely with the one who knows you, who knows you better than you know yourself. And even if nothing really comes up, even if nothing drew your attention, just enjoy witnessing the Lord Jesus and his interaction with this woman. And afterward, there will be more silence and more time for you to just soak in the presence. So Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." The disciples had gone into the city to buy food. A Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, the Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Because Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Father, we thank you for your word that comes to us. Thank you for your living water that you give freely. Lord, may you be the well of water that gushes up to us, refreshing us and drawing us more and more into your eternal life. We pray in the name of your Son, the living water, our Lord Jesus. Now David's going to lead us.
Even in the wilderness, through confusion and barrenness, you are Through this pain, I will confess you are always good. And deserts will bloom in the light of your love. Valleys make room for the river of God. You never run dry, never run dry, never run dry. You never run dry, never run dry, never run dry. You never run dry, never run dry, never run dry. You never run dry, never run dry, never run dry. Even in the wilderness, through the confusion and barrenness, you are beautiful, God. Even in my brokenness, through this pain, I will confess you are always good. And deserts will bloom in the light of your love. Valleys make room for the river of God. You never run dry, you never run dry, you never run dry. You never run dry, you never run dry, you never run dry. You never run dry, you never run dry. Never run dry, never run dry, never run dry. And you're my source, never ending. You're my life, never lacking. You're my source, never. Deserts will bloom in the light of your love. Valleys make room for the river of God. Deserts will bloom in the light of your love. Valleys make room for the river of God. Never run dry, never run dry, never run dry. You never run dry, never run dry, never run dry. You never run dry, never run dry, never run dry. Never run dry, never run dry, never run dry. Source, never ending, and you're
We are going to end our service today with centering prayer. Centering prayer is an ancient Christian contemplative practice designed to help us sit in loving presence with ourselves and God. We will be sitting together in silence for 5 minutes this morning. It is helpful to choose a sacred symbol or word to anchor your time in silence. Some people choose a word they use for God or a quality they are wanting to embody more of, such as love, peace, openness, joy. When you notice your thoughts running, don't worry or analyze them. Gently return to your sacred word or symbol. I'm going to start our practice by reading a simple prayer through twice. During this reading, settle into a comfortable seated position and begin to notice your breath. Maybe even take 2 to 3 deep breaths to center yourself. After the readings, I will set a timer for 5 minutes. We will not be having 3 good minutes or community life updates. So when you hear the bell go off, feel free to leave the Zoom meeting or remain in silence for however long you need. God of mercy and grace, facing the burdens of this day, help me listen for the spirit song that rises on the periphery of my attention, reminding me of your constant provision and invitation to not worry about tomorrow. Today is enough. Nurture in me the peace of silence so as to sing my own song. God of mercy and grace, facing the burdens of this day, help me listen for the spirit song that rises on the periphery of my attention, reminding me of your constant provision and invitation to not worry about tomorrow. Today is enough. Nurture in me the peace of silence so as to sing my own song. Amen.